This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of crappy teams on TV, the Sixers are about to lose their fifth out of seven to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Boy, I took Oak City tonight with the spread.
This team's supposed to win it all. They're supposed to win the contenders in the East, right?
Yeah, you know what happens. You go on a road, and it's basically hotel time and don't care about the games, right? You just go through the motions.
Sure, because all five games that they will lose out of these seven are all on the road. They won against the Trailblazers, then lost in Phoenix, in Utah, in Denver, went home and won two, and then lost in Orlando, and are going to lose in OKC now.
Yeah, the loss in Orlando was embarrassing, and then this one tonight, but, you know, I like the Thunder getting the three in that game tonight. They're up 126-119. Chris Paul's got 27, 8 boards, and 5 dimes. The guy can still play. I did not think he wanted to play with James Harden. Bottom line, right? You know, everybody loves watching James Harden ISO hero ball, right? But have you ever seen anything like how that guy, I mean, he just scores at will, and his teams never get it done. Is that not the weirdest thing? How he just lights it up. So it's like a show every night. You get to watch him score at will the whole night for 48 minutes, right? And then at the end of the season, teams beat him in the playoffs because you can't win with one guy that does what he does. You just have one guy that scores and nobody else does anything. And then everybody keeps trying to sell you that Gordon and Tucker and Capella and the rest of them will, you know, make the difference. It's just not true. Bottom line is, I won't deny that Gordon can shoot threes decently, and so can Tucker decently. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that beyond Harden, they suck, right? Is that not about accurate? They don't get it done ever, ever. Now, people are trying to sell me that this team's going to win the championship. Are you kidding me? Like, listening to this, it makes me want to hurl because they never get it done, ever. I mean, is that not the truth in the matter? Do you honestly think, Mafia, that the Rockets, of all teams, can go win an NBA championship with one guy doing all the scoring?
No, I don't. And because not only is it just one guy doing all the scoring, it's the fact that the one thing that they severely lacked that cost them, they got worsened in that trade. As whatever you want to say about Chris Paul, your boy Gelt said it the other night. He was the only guy that really cared about defense on that team. And I know it's a Mike D'Antoni team, so who cares about defense? It's run and gun. Let's score as much as we can. But when it comes down to the playoffs, you have to get stops. That's why the Spurs dominated for so long. That's why the Warriors, as good as they were offensively, were able to win all those titles because they could shut teams down with the guys they had, like Draymond, KD, the length that they had, the defense that they had, Klay Thompson. They could stop people. Houston has never been able to stop anybody, and now they're even worse on defense.
Houston covered tonight. They beat the Pacers 111-102. I went for it with the Pacers. They'd been really hot. They'd won like, I don't know what it was going into the game. They had won like 7 of 8 or something like that. They had really been playing great. It was 7 of 8. And then they finally lose to the Rockets, and Harden had 44. Same old story. This is no different. This isn't. Oh, you see, you're wrong, Pharrell, because the Rockets won tonight. I'm talking about they always win. I mean, they're 9-3, they're 5-1 at home. They always win when it doesn't matter. Is that not fair to say? Like, when it matters, what happens to Harden? He'll still have his 50, and they don't win because nobody else can keep up with him on the team. You know, you get one guy having 48 points. Everybody else has 6. That's what happens on our team, Mafia. When Brendan has 35 points and everybody else has 4, it's a hard way to win. You got to get every – I've always told you, do I not tell you every time, if we get 4 or 5 guys in double figures, nobody can beat us.
Right, and you see that, you know, not just in him either. We talked about that with the Nets, with Kyrie. When he has a game where he scores 40, 50 points and has 3 assists, they lose. If he has a game where he scores 30 points and has 9, 10, 12 assists – suddenly they win.
They win.
There's a big difference in just having a guy that scores all the time or a guy that got, makes his team better while scoring.
So that Thunder win is 127-119, but they're still struggling. They're 5-7. The Grizzlies are 5-7. They beat the Jazz tonight, 107-106. I wanted to look at that game, too, because I took Memphis plus 7. That was a nice cover. Oak City plus 3, nice cover. And then Minnesota got whacked by the Wizards. I didn't see that coming. 137-116. They're 3-7, the Wizards, with the win. Magic over the Spurs by 2, 111-109. I had Magic winning on the money line, and I had San Antonio plus 3.5 with a double cover. Hornets 109-106 over the Pistons. I took Charlotte to win and plus 3, double cover. And then I'm rocking with the Celtics tonight. They're down 16-8 to the Warriors, and the Kings lead the Lakers 13-6 out of the gates at Staples in Lipstick City. All right, hockey to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.